20 past 12. How you doing? Saturday afternoon, down with you through until 2 on Black Country Radio. Lovely to have you with us. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the last 24 hours, you may have seen in the newspapers what I think is probably one of the nicest musical stories going. Whether you are a fan of watching videos on YouTube, whether you watch musicians on YouTube, and whether you really engage with that platform as a new way to find new artists, I don't know. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But one girl who has a huge amount to say thank you to YouTube for is Daisy Clark. Good afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Now that you're finally on the radio and the phone system has worked properly, I am more than happy.
Yes, definitely.
Now, this must have been the most manic 24 hours of your life. Has it all calmed down a bit now?
Not particularly. I'm still, like, completely wrapped up in it. I'm still in shock, to be honest. And everyone's saying such lovely things and giving me amazing feedback. It's just been amazing.
Well, for anybody who's not seen you, in, like I said, pretty much every newspaper going in the last 24 hours, let's get to know you a little bit. So you're 18 years old.
I am, yes.
You're from the lovely county of Cornwall.
Yes.
You are a singer-songwriter, so, you know, like a lot of other people, you set up a YouTube channel and put some videos of you performing for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you say, it's. I presume in your mind you put some videos up there for people to see just as a love of music, you know, not necessarily intending it to get quite as big as it has done.
No, I mean, I put up my Hope to See You Devoted cover just because it's been in my head all day, and you see me say in the video, I'm like, oh, this song's been in my head all day, this is just an attempt at this song. Like, I never really thought much of it until a Facebook page called Music Crowns had shared it, and they're an amazing platform which gives unsigned artists like me just more views and exposure, and they really helped out with the video, and now it's got over 6 million views today.
Yeah, it's a little bit mad. I mean, this whole YouTube thing, was that a big step for you? Because, I mean, I've spoken to a lot of people who've done similar things, not maybe not on the same scale in the long term, but similar things, and they said the first time they sat down in front of a camera, you know, they'd sung to themselves, they'd maybe even sung in front of an audience at a gig or something, but to sit there and sing on YouTube and then have to wait for the feedback from fans, was, for them, it was quite a big deal. Was it for you, or was it just sort of something that you fell into naturally?
I think it actually built my confidence quite a lot. Because when I got into my like teenage years, I actually got quite less confident with performing. So I think putting it on YouTube and getting really nice, positive feedback really helped me with my confidence. Unfortunately, I don't receive too many negative comments. And if I do, I kind of just brush them off because I don't... they're just silly sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah, there's people out there just aiming to make negative comments where there's no need to. Presumably you were playing some live gigs and that sort of thing as well, or were you literally just playing music in your bedroom, so to speak?
No, I've been gigging lots around Cornwall, just doing any venues I possibly can. I've been trying to get some little festivals, hotels and restaurants. That's kind of what I've been doing, and now it's getting on to bigger things.
Well, you mentioned this company called Music Crowns. For anybody who doesn't know, just give us an idea of how that works. So you, as an artist, you create content, and then how do Music Crowns fit into that path for you?
Well, if you send your videos off to Music Crown, they can share it to their amazing audience, and it just gives musicians that are unsigned or don't have the following yet just more exposure, and it helps out so much. I mean, I got so many opportunities from the amount of views on that video and it going viral. So many doors were opened, and it's really helped out with my career.
So many doors, and not least the door where you get a major record label turning around and saying, do you know what, we'd like to release that. Was that a little bit mind-blowing for you?
Oh, it was so exciting. The fact that that has been one of my favourite songs, and I've always loved it and watched Grease as a child, and covering it and then them saying, yeah, let's release it, I was just so excited.
Well, that was a question I'd written down, actually, because was it sort of, did they approach you for this song in particular, or did they approach you as an artist and say, you've got an amazing catalogue, are there any songs you'd like to release?
I think it was that they'd seen Hope to Devote to You and then got in contact with me. They got in contact with Music Crowns, who are my management now, and we all just kind of worked together, and yeah, now we've released it, and it's got such amazing feedback.
Well, I was going to say, the single's out now, you can get it on iTunes, you can listen to it on Spotify as well, and it's doing, not to sound sort of like like I expected it not to, but it's doing ridiculously well. I mean, I don't want to tempt fate, but it was released in sort of the end of last week. It's already skimming the top 40 on iTunes. Is that a little bit surreal?
I know, it's crazy. Like, I've been watching it, and it just got to number one on the singer-songwriter chart on iTunes as well, which is crazy to be up with Ed Sheeran.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, if you just look at, even if you take it just for the standard iTunes chart, your single is currently higher in that chart than James Arthur, Stevie Wonder, Sia and Rag & Bone Man.
That I just have no words.
Which it's just surreal. What was that moment like? Because I sort of looked at your Twitter feed, and you said the day that it came out, you stayed up until midnight just to see it sort of switch over and the song come out. Like, was that just mind-blowingly wonderful to see it on iTunes as a single that people can go out and buy?
Yeah, I've been dreaming about having songs out my whole life. I mean, I've been writing, I've been performing, and it's just been one of my goals to have my own music for people to listen to. And to be up there with some artists that I even look up to is just mind-blowing.
Well, I mean, if we looked through your... If we took your iPhone off and we pressed shuffle, what sort of artists would we see? What sort of artists would we hear Daisy listening to at the moment?
Well, my favourite band ever are the 1975. Mm-hmm. Really love them, and also Rag and Bone Man, which you just played.
Yep.
Also Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was a real inspiration for me in terms of songwriting and getting myself out there at gigs.
So it's fair to say a nice eclectic taste in music, not just a single thing, a bit of everything. And do you find that that sort of comes into when you're creating music as well, that you find inspiration from all those areas?
Yeah, I mean, I never write in a specific style. I kind of just write about if the song feels like it needs to be more up-tempo or more acoustic or more singer-songwritery. It just kind of depends. I'm kind of love every music.
Well, I mean, I know you've got stack loads of promo to do, loads of interviews to do and that sort of thing for this single first, but if it all goes to plan and it all goes amazingly well, which I've got every faith that it will, can we expect an album and things like that as well?
Oh, I really hope so.
Come on, Daisy, plan ahead. We need an album. If it was that you were to release an album, though, would it be a similar sort of vibe? Or, like you say, would it be a lot of different things and a lot of different sounds thrown into one album?
I mean, I think I'd still keep my original sound of, you know, just me and my guitar and acoustic singing by myself, but I would like to add a few little maybe different things here and there.
Look, I know you're ridiculously busy today. Thank you for taking a few minutes out to have a chat to us. I will let you carry on with the most manic Saturday in your life, I imagine.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous single. It's already doing amazingly well for you, and hopefully that's going to continue. All that is left for you to do, Daisy, is to introduce the song.
Ah, yes, of course. Here is my new single, Hopefully Devoted to You. You can find it on iTunes and Spotify. I hope you like it.